Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast for this week. It's great to be here. I'm here again with Michaela. How are you going, Michaela?
I am good, thank you. We have some bunnies in the family now.
I heard you've bought some bunnies.
Yep, so that's our happy news of the week. What about you, Emma?
I'm pretty good. I actually was quite unwell last week, so I'm getting back to normal now, which is good. It really wiped me out for a good few days there, but I'm feeling good now, so... Yeah, all is good, but I was actually quite excited to see the bunnies.
Yeah.
You can share their, you want to share their names?
I think
they're gorgeous.
We have two little girls, Olive and Nora, named after Nora Jones. They're very cute, kind of nervous at the moment, not super in love with being patted, but one day I will win them over and they will love me back.
Excellent. Yeah, I do like little bunnies. I used to have bunnies when I was... I was younger, but yeah, they do look cute. I've seen photos, so they are awesome. Cool. Well, we're going to talk about this week something that we don't often like, and that is change.
Mm-hmm.
We don't often like change. We like often routine. We like something that's familiar. What I particularly loved at the beginning of this week's Heartbeat video was the fact that Rosemary thought change was spelt with... five letters and it was spelt with six letters. That was a funny moment for all of us as we were recording. She loved that. Especially when she just counts it out on her fingers and then goes, oh no, I've got it wrong. That was a good blooper moment. She asked me to edit it all out. No, I didn't. I thought it'd be fun for all of us to share. But essentially, you know, we as humans, we don't often like change.
Yes.
There are times in our lives where we do. I can't say it's, you know, never, but most of the time we don't. But we have a God who never changes.
Yes.
He is consistent. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm.
And therefore, it means we have someone who is stable, who can lean on all the time.
Yeah. Mm. And 2020's really been the year for change, hasn't it?
That's true.
I mean, I think I can claim that this year has been the biggest year of changes in my life. I got married in January. I moved across the country in March. I have a new job coming up next year. Yeah. I have, obviously, COVID-19 came along. We lived with Justin's parents for a little while, which was a great stint. But we also have a new house that we're in. So,
and now you have bunnies.
New bunnies. Oh, and let me tell you, the bunnies have really been a change in our routine. We were actually talking about it in the car this morning about how we were before change. You really welcome it, don't you? Well, most of so half of the time, I would say. You think of like a
you went from most of the time to now half the time.
Okay, so the positive changes you're looking forward to in your life,
like, that's true. The positive
ones, we're getting a new house, we're getting bunnies. They're really changes that you kind of prep yourself for, you have anticipation, but then when you're in the process of that change, it can still be kind of painful at times. I mean, definitely we're adjusting. My husband Justin is a neat freak. Having bunnies having bunnies doesn't necessarily gel with that very well, but you know, it's all an adjustment.
But you're right. I think even when there are changes in your life that you're saying then, like exciting ones that you're anticipating, often there are still decisions to make within that, and it can still be challenging, even though at times exciting. And then, of course, we have times in our lives where change isn't that exciting, and sometimes it can be forced upon us.
Yeah.
Like, for example, this year, as we've seen across not only our own country but almost every country in the world.
Yeah.
Just shutdowns that we couldn't choose or we had no option to do. You just had to, you know, do what your government says. So there are changes that are forced upon us that can be difficult.
Yeah.
And not just changes, like even health-wise, like for this year for myself, I've had to start, I have like this bowel condition called ulcerative colitis, which is not always very fun, but, you know, it's a change in my life where now I have to be on certain medications and, you know, there are things that you have to do And so there are things forced on you in your life, as an example of health, that you can't choose. That just happens to you. And so then there's the emotional, you know, highs and lows that come with that type of thing. But we have a God who is stable and consistent and loves us through all of that, even though we're doing the up and down like waves. You know, I know no one can see me now, but, you know, your hand going up and down like highs and lows.
Yeah.
I think
even thinking about like God is unchanging, and God is also in control. I think those two things go hand in hand. And I think that because we love habit and routine so much, oftentimes when there's change, we can kind of rebel against that. It's almost like our emotions, our flesh, is convincing us that if we rebel against change, that we'll be able to change it back.
Yeah.
But when we surrender into God's will, when we allow God's unchanging but perfectness as a whole to rest over the change within our life, or even over, I mean, his unchanging nature doesn't necessarily mean that we're going through changes, you know, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
You might be going through a season where everything's the same, but that still is within his control, you know, and we might be trying to force change into that situation.
What I've kind of written down just when I was thinking about today's podcast was like, we have someone, our God, who is stable to lean upon. His love is unconditional. His love doesn't wane. He just loves because he is love. He's consistent. We can always rely on him. He's always there for us. And so when I'm going through different things in my life and there's instability, we have this stable, consistent, loving God who's there through it all. Like I kind of imagine a graph where there's different access points where you're, you know, high, low, high, low, and then there's just this one line that goes like, through the middle, just like, you know, that's God.
Yeah.
But then within that, it came to mind, like, within that stability, our God's this creative God.
Yeah.
Who makes things and forges a way for us and
even makes things new.
Yeah, that's right. So we just have this amazing God. And as Rosemary shared in the video, she then shares the story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. And, you know, Rosemary always has these amazing revelations that God gives her. Like, as she's reading the scripture, Jesus says the words like, you know, I am doing this for you, or something like that. But like, she really focused on the words I am. So this God who is the God who says, it's I am the God. And just like really struck me that the God of the universe, the creator of the world, wants to come and bring me peace and stability in my life.
Yeah.
You know, this huge, amazing God that we can't even fully comprehend.
And to
wants to come to me and act.
Well, I was just going to say, and to add on to that, like Rosemary spoke about how he says I am, and it's this really powerful moment. And notice that Jesus never said in the Bible, I was. He never said, I will be.
Yeah.
I mean, the God who is,
yeah,
is now and is to come. Is that the scripture?
Yeah, the God who is, who was, yes. Is to come. Now I'm getting confused.
But, he never said, like, on its own, I was.
No.
Or I will be.
Yeah.
It was never, I'm the great I was.
Mm.
Or I'm the great I will be. Yeah. Or I'm the great I am when it's convenient.
Yeah.
You know, it's I am.
It's just like this strong statement. Mm-hmm. Like, I am.
And it's very present as well.
Yes.
Like, it's not, it's not like, oh, I am when you're praying, but when you're not praying, I'm not.
Yeah.
Or it's not, I am when you're in church, but when you're at home with your family, I'm not. You know, it's I am.
Yep.
I am present in the present.
Yeah.
In the present, unchangingly though. So always in the
I
present.
Am there.
You know?
I just love that. I just love that we just have this amazing God who is so great, who is the great I am, who wants to come and meet and wants to come and wash my feet.
Yeah.
You know, as that story is, he wants to come and be the servant. And I think it was Simon Peter who goes, no God, you know, or no Jesus, I should do the washing of the feet. And Jesus is like, you know, no, I'm here to serve.
Yeah.
And Jesus, and Peter's like, well, okay, wash my legs and wash my arms and wash, like, wash all of me.
Just give me a sponge bath.
Yeah, but we just have this God who's come to serve us in all ways in our lives.
Yeah.
And we can just have such great comfort in that. Like, I'm finding more and more as we've been chatting over several weeks now, as we delve more into learning about God and, you know, us chatting and then sharing, like, how much that encourages in you in your life, and then how much we have a God who wants to give encouragement, who wants to bring you peace, and who just wants to be there in all situations.
And the more we focus, I mean, the past few episodes have kind of been focusing on traits of God. The more we focus on those traits, the more I think, oh, well, obviously I can't fulfill that trait perfectly, only he can. But when we break it down, it's not so difficult to see ways that I could implement it in my life.
Yeah, it could still be challenging.
Yeah,
but yeah, you're breaking it down.
Well, that was even a thought that I had when Rosemary was speaking. I was thinking about how she said change is hard, and we often don't like change, but that doesn't mean that we can't set forward changes in our life, even though there's kind of this part of us that's like,
doesn't want to.
I like it the way things are. Yeah. But some changes for our own good can be hard, you know? That might be creating a solid prayer routine. That might be working out regularly. That might be changing our eating habits. That might be making more of an effort to reach out to the people in our lives. You know, there are so many different areas. That might be being patient, you know, with our husband.
Changing
the
way you speak about things, like the words you use.
Yeah, that might be, you know, removing ourselves from situations where there's gossip. It's really simple things where we kind of don't notice them unless you carefully kind of think about it.
Yeah, and instill them in your life. That makes me think when I was 18, 19, I've shared about this before, but I was in an awesome small group with other, you know, girls my age. And then our leader, who is a good few years older than us, and we talked about all the types of things that we wanted to be as women. And there were things like, you know, people who were generous, people who were filled up to then be able to go out and bless others. So we had all these things, like a person of overflow, that's right, like person who could give to others. And we talked about those things, and then we'd come back to our small group every fortnight and so, and then kind of share, so how did you go with those things? And what, like, so when you actually put into your life a focus of things you want to change, either change to stop doing or change to do something, like take something on, you can make those changes in your, like, it really just takes a focus to make a change in your life, make a decision, and then and then consistent, like, the good thing about that, I suppose, was accountability, that you had people cheering you on, and then knowing you were coming back, not to report in, but to have an encouragement, a group of ladies around you who are encouraging you to be what God wants you to be.
So God's unchanging nature and his unchanging goodness. I mean, if you really think about all the traits of God, you know, his goodness, his love, his faithfulness, his promises, all of these are unchanging things. That really combats, I think I spoke about this last episode as well, but it really combats our deepest fears. You know, there's with for every fear, God's unchanging nature has an answer. So, you know, you might have the fear of loneliness, of being unlovable, but God is love. God gives you his love. He says it over and over again in the Bible. It's one of the most common things you would read, that you are loved and you are cherished. And if God is love at perfection, if God is love unconditionally and unchanging and unwaveringly, that means that you are unconditionally loved, whether you feel it, whether you don't. That fear then becomes just a sentence, right? Because there is an answer to that. It's not a big lingering question. Our fears about the future, God's promises for us, are immovable. Therefore, no matter how much we worry about you know, what's coming up, what we're going to be when we're older, a career change, where our marriage is going, what's going on with our kids. God's promises state that no matter how much we worry about these things, no matter how much we fear that we won't live up to God's plans or that God's plans aren't steady enough for us, his promises for us don't change and his action in those promises don't change.
Yep.
You know, there might be a fear that you're a failure. Well, God's mercy is unending no matter how many times we trip and we fall. That is unchanging. So each of these fears are no longer kind of long, lingering, unending questions within our life. They're answered without a doubt.
God has the answer. Yeah. I love that. That's awesome. So the weekly challenge for this week is that when there is a moment of instability in your week, stop and pray and ask God to come into the situation to guide you through. Ask the great I am that we've been talking about, this God of the universe who's so amazing, who wants to come into your situation. Ask him to come and to bring you that peace, to bring you that unwavering love that Michaela was just talking about that maybe you don't feel. Ask him to come and to guide you through and to be there with you. We really pray that you can work through that weekly challenge this week.
Worship song of the week.
This worship song of the week, I know I say it every week, but this is one of my favorites. And I am so excited for you to listen to it on the playlist, because it's one of those songs that you hear and you just can't help but hum along by the end of the song. And you also can't help but walking away from the song feeling like you're more invigorated, like you have this renewed vision for who God is. And this song that I wanted to share with you is called Evidence. It's by Josh Baldwin, amazing singer, amazing album. Go check that out. but this song, I listen to it when I go for my walk, and it is just... You finish the walk and you feel pumped because it brings this amazing message. So I really hope you check it out. Evidence by Josh Baldwin.
So
what?
The So What scripture for this week is in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. And it says this: I'm about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And the scripture for this week, when we can ask ourselves, so what does that mean for our lives? You know, we talked about earlier about, I think Michaela used the word doing something new. When I read that first sentence, I'm about to do a new thing. Well, that's the change. That's change that's coming to our lives. New thing doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be an easy thing. Doesn't mean it's necessarily not going to be something that challenges us. But when we read the last two sentences, or the last sentence of this verse, it says, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And another, that's in the NRSV, in another version of the Bible, it says, I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. So our God, who is a loving God, who's a stable and consistent God, I also shared earlier, he's also a creative God. So this God who knows that we're going through change, he makes a way for us. He causes things to grow in the wilderness that maybe we didn't think were going to grow. He makes rivers in the desert, as it says. This desert that, you know, you think of as barren, where nothing can grow from it, where there's no life. Well, God's able to bring forth life. He's able to bring forth new things in our lives and make a way for us. So we can be encouraged this week with this scripture that when we're going through change, that we have a God who's there with us, who is with us through the whole situation, through all the changes in our lives, and he's making a way for us, forging ahead. He's going before us to make a way for us, and we can be encouraged that we have a loving God who's there for us through everything.
Spotlight.
This week for our spotlight, we have actually another one of our ministries, which is pretty fun. We have Bruce Downs Ministry. Bruce Downs Catholic Ministries is an online community for people who are seeking to know more about God and the church, and where believers from around the world can strengthen their walk with Christ and more deeply connect with the church. Has all sorts of different resources available, some of them in which we're involved in, some of them we are not, but they are just as awesome. There is online daily rosaries. So once a week, Justin and I will do one, but there's also Bruce and Rosemary and Sandra and John, a lot of different people from the ministry. They also have daily videos. They have longer videos focusing on catechesis and praying for needs. And this ministry really is a hub for those who wish to reconnect with the church, to rejuvenate and enrich their faith. And I hope you check it out. If you want to check it out, go to brucedowns.org and you will be able to access all of those awesome things.
Fantastic. So that's our podcast for this week. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Now, the weekly challenge for this week was, when there is a moment of instability in your week, stop and pray and ask God to come into the situation to guide you through.
And make sure you follow us on Instagram and Facebook. And I'm pretty sure we even have a YouTube channel now. So go That's right. Go subscribe. Click the like button, like all the YouTube people would say. But yeah, really check out our social media. We have a lot of awesome content on there. We regularly share links to the blog post and to the podcast and to various videos. But also each post has a nice encouraging blurb to just make you stop throughout the day and
definitely
refocus your mind on God.
Yeah, they're very encouraging. I agree. That's fantastic. Well, we hope that you have an amazing week and we look forward to chatting you all next week.
Bye.